Find a comfortable spot. Let your breath slow. Give yourself time, no rush. Just space to think, feel, and write. Trust is the currency of all meaningful work. When it's lost, through a mistake, a misunderstanding, or simply human imperfection, everything changes. The team feels it. You feel it. Work slows. Anxiety rises. And the brain, according to neuroscience, moves into protection mode. Ready to defend. Quick to suspect. Slow to forgive. But here's the hope. Trust is not fragile glass that shatters forever. It can be rebuilt. In fact, relationships that survive a breach often come back stronger, more authentic, and more resilient. I often say, trust is like the Florida tide. Sometimes it's high for a clear reason. Other times the tide shifts for no reason at all. It's good to check yourself. Ask, am I trusting more or less today? Did something shift, or is this just the natural ebb and flow of being human together? Let's pause with Hemingway's words. The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. Trust requires risk. A willingness to lean in, even after things have gone wrong. Reflect on trust repair. Not as a checklist, but as a lived process. Think of a time when trust broke down. Maybe at work, maybe in your personal life. What did it feel like? How did your body react? Did you want to run? Hide? Fix it fast? Or avoid it entirely? Now. Imagine you were the leader in that moment. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you lacked information. Maybe you simply let someone down. How did you respond? Were you honest? Or did you try to minimize the damage? And here's something worth naming. If you've had early ruptures of trust in your life, childhood, teen years, young adulthood, it's no surprise if trusting now feels harder. I'm not going to have you lay on my couch and cathartically process your past. But it wouldn't hurt to name it. To bring it into coaching if it's getting in your way as a leader. That's your little cardinal leadership poke. Trust repair is less about what you say and more about what you do next. It's in the actions that follow the apology. It's in the space you create for others to heal. It's in proving, over time, that things can be different. Sometimes, the most powerful repair comes not from talking, but from listening. Who needs to be heard, not fixed, after a trust breach? How can you be fully present when someone shares disappointment or pain? Remember, time matters. The brain's fear response calms slowly. New trust is built not by grand gestures, but by steady reliability. Think of a time someone rebuilt your trust. What did they do that helped you believe again? How long did it take? What little things mattered most? Our brains are wired for protection, not vulnerability. It takes courage to show up after a mistake, to acknowledge harm, and to risk not being forgiven right away. But every act of courage rewires the brain toward trust, yours and your team's. So as we close, ask yourself, where, in your leadership or life, is trust in need of gentle repair? What is one action you can take, today, to begin that repair? Trust is built in drops, and lost in buckets. You are not here to be perfect. You are here to be a trustworthy repairer and builder.